Hey, Lex.
Yes, Jeez.
Did you watch White Lotus?
What show was that? Huh? There's a show like that that doesn't exist, does it?
Did you?
Heck no!
You can wake up now. Kenny, you can wake up.
Yeah, geez, I haven't gone back to after watching that first episode that I thought was such a train wreck, and I no.
Oh my goodness!
Heck no!
It's the third episode, and my
do I need
poor
to go back.
Oh my gosh, my poor husband.
Yeah, Kenny's like no.
Oh,
don't give
no,
that.
Kenny. Kenny.
Sorry.
My poor husband.
Oh.
You know what this episode should have been called? She. Secondhand embarrassment. I was loving it. And Colin's private parts like fell off. Like just
really?
Oh, my poor husband was in misery because this was the most uncomfortable episode, but in the best way possible. Let me just, even if you do not watch the program, I'm going to give you a scenario that Lex, you will understand because if you've watched it, but this tells you how awful this is. There's a newlywed couple that's one of the focus couples, one of the focal points. And this guy, the groom is just an asshat. I mean, he's just a D-bag. He's a bro. He's a jock. He's a rich bro, an entitled bro. And this poor newlywed wife is just like poor suffering newlywed-ess. Anyway, and he complains about everything at this hotel and locks horns with the manager. Now, on the other end, you have Jennifer Coolidge, who plays this outlandish character whose mother just died, and she's in Hawaii to spread her mother's ashes. So this D-bag groom goes up to the front desk and asks the manager, can you set up something romantic? And the manager's like, sure, how about a sunset cruise? Well, he does this knowing that he's already booked Jennifer Coolidge on this cruise to dump her mother's ashes. So, and the groom, the newlyweds don't know it. So they board the boat and Jennifer Coolidge is there in all black with a veil. And she has a box of her mom's ashes. And the couple's trying to have this romantic dinner. And Jennifer makes the crew move their table so that she can begin the ceremony of dumping the ashes.
Oh.
And the look on this groom's face, because he knows he's been set up by the manager. I am laughing so hard because Jennifer Coolidge is brilliant in the scene. But it is hella uncomfortable. Because the bride is like, oh my gosh, my husband's going to have a heart. I mean, my husband's going to lose it because we're on this death cruise. We're on this death sunset cruise. Oh God, it was great.
Did she release the ashes and they were downwind?
Oh,
that old trick.
Oh no, they didn't do that old standby, but it's just as embarrassing. I love this show. Steve Zahn was so good in this.
Oh, that's right. You told us that. Yeah.
He is phenomenal in this episode. I love this the more it goes on. Episode 3, I am in love with this show. I would hump its leg. I love it. You will continue to hate it, Lex.
Yeah,
Do not go back so much.
Yeah,
do not go back to the hotel. You will not like this.
I don't like any of them. I don't think it's funny.
Oh, I love every single aspect of the show.
But it's gotten better every episode, right?
Is that what you're saying? Every episode is better.
I usually try to do a three-taste try, but...
Let me know if you guys agree on Twitter, yeah. Jason Matheson.
Yeah,
what do you think about HBO's, Lex and the City's, HBO's White Lotus?